Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
Praise God, bless you. So good to be here with you today, and it's great to be in the house of the Lord, amen? Like Pastor Joseph said, wherever we gather in his name, there he is in the midst, hallelujah. So I've got a message today, and it's entitled, We Are All Witnesses for God. Now, you know, that doesn't sound very powerful, does it? But in fact, it is the most powerful thing that I can say to us today, yeah. Is that we are witnesses for Jesus. And so the title for my word today is We Are All Witnesses for God. And my title verse comes from Acts 1:8. That's interesting, isn't it? And it says, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's flick over the next one. Oh, that date looks weird, doesn't it? Okay. So, and that witness is happening 24/7. Do we realize that? You know, we go through times as Christians when we kind of relax and things sort of settle down. We can go through times that seem negative to us. And so what I want to do today is get you to realize, if I can get you to realize that God is with you 24/7 and that he never leaves you or forsakes you, no matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad you feel, okay, God is with you, but we've got to leave him in that place. We've got to leave him in that place of being our Lord and our Master. Praise God. That means he rules. You know, Lord means he rules. He rules over us. And the Bible gives us assurance that if we let him do that, he will rule over us and he will bless us. Now, ruling over us in the case of Jesus doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to hammer you and torture you and do all these things. That's some religions do those things. But in God with Jesus, he loves us and he cares for us. And he really wants the best for us. But the only way to find the best for us is to walk with Jesus every day.
Amen.
And ask God to give us a consciousness of his presence as we walk. Amen. And the way to do that is to acknowledge him. You know, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Yeah. It doesn't say trust in the Lord with some of your heart. It says trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that means everything. And if we're going to trust him with all our heart, then we're really going to believe him and stand on his word. Amen. Now, everyone here is exercising some sort of trust today, okay? Can anyone tell me what sort of trust you might be exercising?
Chair.
The what? Sitting on the chair. You got it in one. We're all sitting on a chair that nobody looked at the bottom to see if the nuts and screws and bolts were all in place. We just came in. We trusted Pastor Joseph because he's a faithful man, and we sat on that chair. Amen? All we have to do in God is not sit on the promises. You might squash them. So stand on the promises. Amen? Stand on the promises with God. Hallelujah. So let's go forward. And just get with the strength. Okay, so, and that's the next slide. And that witness is happening 24/7. Even when we're not conscious of it, God is still with us. See, God is not a feeling. Don't be a fair-weather Christian, okay? God's not a fair weather God. God's with us all the time. And sometimes I know a lot of Christians these days, they have a bad day. It's like, oh, God's left me and all this kind of stuff. No, he hasn't. He's never left you. He promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And what we don't do is we don't believe the word. We don't read the word. And how can you believe the word when you don't know what your rights are as a child of God? Amen. We need to be refreshing our spirit every day by reading the word and walking with him. And so even when not conscious of it, I've got up there Isaiah 43, 11 and 12. And it says, I am the Lord. And besides me, there's no other savior. He's the only one. He's the only place to go. You know, what happens when we let go of God and we trust in ourselves? We make a mess of life. We make a mess. It doesn't work out. But, you know, God can fix any mess that you create. And I mean that sincerely. We create our own messes, right? And how do we mostly do it? We don't trust the Lord. We don't walk in his word. And God wants us to put him back in that place, in the highest place. We used to sing a song. We played "You in the Highest Place." Does anyone ever remember that? I mean, you've got to be probably... Okay, how old are you? 21, okay. In your dreams. It says all men dream dreams too. Yeah. Praise God. So besides me, there's no savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Now that's something that we need to maintain. Do you know, you can worship self. You know, worship is not necessarily getting down on your knees, lifting your hands and go, "We worship you, Lord." Worship is serving God. In fact, whatever you serve, that is your worship and that is your God. So we can put ourselves before God, and yet we're supposed to have died when we got baptized in water, because it's a funeral service and we go down in the water and I tell people, "Well, we'll hold you down for 5 minutes. And if you come up and you're still alive, you must be safe." I'm just joking. I do tell people that, but they look at me like, "What?" It's okay, I'm just joking. Praise God. But then it says, "Therefore you are my witnesses." If there's no foreign God in your life, then you're his witness. Amen? Remember, take that God of self out of your life and put God first. We have this natural default thought that comes in about, "What about me?" Remember that song? "What about me? It isn't fair." Pouting with the bottom lip out. You know? Well, God is fair. God is always fair. And sometimes, yes, he tries us. He tries us. But in the trial, he hasn't left you. He's just seeing how you're going to handle the situation. Are you going to trust him or not? He tested the children of Israel in the desert. And he tests us today. He takes us through trials. You know, I'll tell you now, you're going to go through trials. You know, maybe today, maybe you're already in a trial. You're going to go through trials in life. But they are tests to see whether you really trust God or not, or whether you're going to abandon him. Now, thank God he forgives us when we repent. But don't live a life on a roller coaster. Amen? Stay with God. Keep trusting him. It'll go better for you, because the Bible promises, if in your tribulation, in James chapter 1 actually, it says, in the midst of your tribulation, if you trust God, you'll come out gloriously. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the part that a lot of Christians don't believe. We're so attached to the world these days. The church has submitted to the world more than to God. And we chase the world more than we chase God. You know, we think about, should I go to church now, or should I go to that barbecue I've been invited to? You know, well, you can fit church in and then go to the barbecue, can't you? You know what I mean? It's like people come to stay at our house and, "I can't come to church today, I've got visitors." Well, what about inviting the visitors along to church? And if they say, "No, I don't want to go," you go, "That's fine, we'll be back at lunchtime, okay? God bless you." Because you showing your commitment to God, that he's number one in your life. Amen. And that's what we have to do in every situation. So we're witnesses when we have no other God in our life, and we worship him because we know he's the only Savior. Praise God. Next scripture is John 15:16. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Do you know that? God chose you. You wouldn't be here today if God hadn't chosen you. You might think, no, I went to the front and I asked Jesus to come in my life. Or I bowed down and knelt down and prayed by my bed and I asked Jesus to come in my life. But why did you do that? Because he revealed himself to you. And so Jesus says, and I want you to note this, you did not choose me, Jesus said, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever you ask the Father in his name, he'll give it to you. Why? Because you're doing what he's appointed you to do. Everyone here in this room is appointed. You've been appointed to a task, to a job, to fulfill something, and you have been given gifts, whether you believe it or not. If you don't know what gift you have, seek God and he'll show you. You know, God wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to manifest in us. But we squash the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, don't quench the Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. You know, obey him. Walk with him. He fills us with his love and his life. You know, I've got a saying, if it's not love, joy and peace, it's not God. But you know what? In the biggest storm, you can have peace. Just knowing that God is with you. Knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Look at what happened to Job. I mean, if anyone... You know, what did his wife say? Oh, why don't you just curse God and die? It's not written in the Bible, but I believe he said, well, if I can curse God and die, I can bless God and live.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, right. We can choose life. The Bible says, and I think I've got it here actually. John 6:44, it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
Yeah.
So see, God drew you to him. He drew you to Jesus. And he says, I'll raise him up at the last day. You are chosen. Put your hand up if you believe that. You're chosen. You're chosen. And I know, you know, some of your doubters might be saying, well, you know, there's another verse that says, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. But you have been chosen. Amen. That's what he wants for you, because the Father has drawn you. The Father has drawn you to Jesus. And I will raise him up at the last day. Am I bellowing too much here? I'm getting a bit of feedback. Should I stand back here? Is that better? Hello, hello. Is that better? Is it? Is it better?
Fine.
Sorry?
Fine.
It's fine? Which one? Help me, Carl. It's me listening to myself. Yeah, it's really boring, isn't it? I hate listening to myself. Okay, well, I might just wander around a little bit. Is that all right? You know, I remember watching, whoever saw Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Did you watch that movie, anyone? Am I? This is the old man of the church. There's a scene in it where you know, they're bank robbers and all that sort of stuff, and they go along to get a job, and they're moving gold, and this guy interviews them, and he throws a coin on the ground, and he says, hit the coin. And Paul Newman goes, bang, 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 and he hits the coin three times. And then Sundance comes up and he goes, bang, 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 and he misses every time. And the guy goes, you're not in. And he said, can I move? He said, what do you mean? And he jumps around and he goes, bang, 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 and he's all over the place. He had to move. Sometimes as a preacher, I've got to move, okay? So to hit the target, praise God. So the next scripture, are we going forward? And the one after that, thanks. Thanks, Pratima. No, Romans 8:28. Yep, thank you. So Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. Well, we know we've been called. We've all been called. You've all confessed that today, so it's too late. God saw it, okay? And he has a job for you to do. And, you know, you might not be called to be a pastor, but maybe you're a pastor in your workplace. Maybe you need to pray for the sick, you know, on the train when you see someone, you know, going to work or on the bus or whatever case may be. You know, God has called us all to be witnesses to him. And what is the witness? The witness is not just talk. The witness is in power. The witness is in demonstration, yes? Because Paul said, I didn't come to you with puffed up words of wisdom. I came to you in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yeah. Hallelujah. And church, the world hates us and thinks we're a bunch of wimps because we're not doing what the Holy Spirit has called us to do. Satan is laughing because Christians have been infected by the world. And we need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back to what He says and go against the flow. It's a lot harder to paddle upstream than it is to paddle downstream, right? But you will find resistance when you're serving God. But guess what? You get all the power of God. You get all the power of the Holy Spirit flowing with you. And He wants to change your locality. He wants to change the place where you live and where you go, your whole sphere of influence. If we can go, yes, thank you. Thanks, Pratima. God is with you even when you don't know. Genesis 50:20, and I've got it there. But as for you, this is Joseph speaking to his brothers. He says, as for you, you meant evil against me when you sold me into slavery. But God meant it for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we really believe that last scripture, that all things work together for good? Because Joseph is confessing an error and saying, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. Even when people do evil against you, God's going to turn it around. Right. Amen? Hallelujah. Peter, in Acts 9, he's in jail and he's under a death sentence, right? They've decided, they've kept him alive for a while and they've decided, no, we're going to kill this dude. And so the next morning, he was going to be executed. And he's asleep in the jail. I don't know how he slept, by the way, but he was obviously asleep because it says the angel kicked him awake. You know, if I was going to die the next morning, I don't know that I'd worry too much about sleep. I'd be more worried about living. But he was sound asleep and he woke up and the angel uncuffed him and opened the door of the jail and let him out of the jail. Peter thought he was in a dream. He didn't think it was real until the angel left him and he's out in the street. And God wants to set us free. Even when people come against us, if we trust the Lord, He will always deliver you. Hallelujah. Always deliver you. It might not come out the way you want it to or the way you expect. Remember, it's not about you. It's about Him. We're dead. Amen. We've been resurrected by Him to bring life to this world. But whatever we're living for ourselves and partying on, and I'm not saying you can't party. I'm not saying you can't watch TV. I'm not saying you can't have any fun. But when you're in Jesus, we need to put Him first.
Amen.
We need to put Him first. And we've got to think about the things where maybe I don't put Him first. Maybe I put something else or somebody else first. Praise God. When I proposed to my wife, she said to me, Jesus comes first, you come second. I said, okay, forget it. No, I didn't. Yeah, I said, well, same goes to you, honey. Jesus comes first. You are second, but I'll love you second all the time. Praise God. Habakkuk 2:3-4. And it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. You know, you might have a vision. You might have a dream that you've been thinking about. And you might have sort of dismissed it and gone, oh, that's never going to happen because, it's 20 years ago. You know, God is in my life at an extended age. Is starting to do things that I wanted Him to do years ago. You know, God has three answers, doesn't He? It's yes, no, or what is it, Eddie?
Wait.
That's right. That's right. And that doesn't mean fat, like wait. But it means... Okay. A lot of the time He's not saying no. A lot of the time He just says, you're not ready. You know, you're not ready to be blessed with that. You wouldn't handle it. You'd go off the track. We've got to trust Daddy. You know, what does Daddy do with his kids? He grabs them by the hand and he leads them around, across the road, hold my hand. You know, because they don't understand traffic. You know, they say until you're 10 years old, you should always hold your kid's hand. Okay, so the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Amen? And don't try and make it happen. Otherwise, you'll have a Hagar and you'll have a Ishmael, okay? So Don't do that, okay? We can put our hands on things and stuff up things that'll stay with us for the rest of our lives. And God makes you wear it sometimes. God makes you carry it with you. We have to be careful. He has the best for us. And that's why we trust His word. He cares for us. He knows the way. He can see down the road. All you can see is the corner in front of you. He's way down the road in front of you preparing the way. And you need to just trust Him. Amen. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Amen. Our life is a walk of faith. You want to know how to bless God? Trust Him. Trust Him. You know, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, there's a verse that says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth, looking for someone whose heart is perfect towards Him. Okay? He's not talking about obeying the law. He's talking about trusting Him. That's the perfection that God wants from us. And that's what it's saying. This is the very first place that verse appears, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You want to make God happy with you? Trust Him. Trust Him.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 2281. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.